Are you coasting as a supervisor, or are you determined to be awesome? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in this episode, we're broadcasting from our new state-of-the-art virtual training studio. And in today's episode, fittingly, I want to talk about the difference between a supervisor that kind of does the bare minimum, just kind of phoning it in, trying to survive, and a supervisor that is determined to be awesome and thriving as a leader. So we've, of course, trained thousands of leaders from all sorts of different companies in manufacturing, supply chain, logistics and warehousing, and other operational environments. And I've noticed that some of the supervisors rise to the very top and the pinnacle, while many still continue to do the bare minimum. So I've got three observations for you on how you can elevate your game to being even more awesome as a supervisor. The first observation that I'd make is that really awesome supervisors bring energy and positivity to their work. They don't bring their moods from home and other things that are going on and allow that to create a negative environment. They are moving with energy, momentum. They're saying good morning to people. They're generally trying to raise the spirits of their team. They're really making that positive difference because those really awesome supervisors know that when they bring that positive energy, that helps get more productivity and quality and attention to detail. The second thing that I've noticed that awesome supervisors will do is they have this way of balancing their focus on getting the tasks done along with focusing on the strength of the relationships that they have. And a lot of supervisors will focus just on getting the work done, and they tend to be less humanistic. And then there's supervisors that probably focus too much on the people, trying to be their buddy or their best friend. The really awesome supervisors maximize their focus on both of these things because they believe that having really strong relationships and a good focus on the work that has to get done will maximize performance and productivity. The third and final observation I'd make about what determines an awesome supervisor, separates them from the crowd, is that they build a strong element of trust with pretty much everyone they work with. And so that could be trust with the relationship with their direct reports. It could be trust in their relationship with their peers and also with management. And if you think about it, even though we could talk for several minutes on trust, what we're really talking about is someone who makes promises and keeps them. And a person that you can share your confidences with and they won't blab it to others. So in terms of maximizing your level of trust with people is you want to watch an awesome supervisor will make sure that they don't make a promise that they cannot keep. They're very specific in their communication to avoid any misunderstandings. And basically, when they say they're going to do something, they do it. So there you go. There's three observations on how to go from being just one of the crowd as far as supervisors go to being a truly awesome supervisor with your team. And of course, we're here to help build your leadership skills over time. And you can do that by having us come on site to do training, to deliver it from our beautiful new virtual training studio. Or perhaps you just need to enroll somebody in one of our public workshops or access some of our resources on our website. You can do that by starting a conversation with us at uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, you can connect with us on all sorts of social media, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, and now even on Instagram. Is this incredible or what? Anyway, for now, I just want to say that I want to be your partner in leadership, performance, and excellence.